Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about Mark and Vivian.
Oh, yes.
And their dream concert. So the band that they would like to see for their dream concert is Tokyo Robots. And Tokyo Robots is, in fact, coming to Taiwan for the first time.
That's right. And Mark and Vivian are super excited because they're big, big fans. But Vivian was kind of not thinking she would go to the show because the tickets were sold out. They have so many fans, there were no more tickets for sale. And she didn't have one, so she thought she would miss the show. But Mark had amazing news. He won two tickets in a contest on the radio. So he called in and he was one of the lucky winners. So he actually has two tickets. Unfortunately, they're not front row. They won't be sitting right in front of the stage, but they will be in there for the show.
Right.
And as Vivian pointed out, it probably will still be easy to see the band.
Yeah, that's right. There'll probably be a large TV or video screen or sort of projected screen up where they can watch the concert. And, you know, they're going to bring binoculars with them,
too.
So they can use those special glasses to see what's happening on the stage. Now, they talk about the things that they're going to bring to the concert, including the binoculars, and also they're going to get some light sticks or glow sticks to kind of wave around in the air while the band is playing their songs and just show how excited they are with them. So why don't we go right ahead and find out what happens at the show?
Reading.
Mark and Vivian's Dream Concert. Vivian and Mark are at the concert.
Wow, the band's performance is even better than I imagined it would be.
I've never heard the guitarist play solos this well.
I'm impressed by the drummer. She really knows how to keep the tempo.
Haruki's voice sounds wonderful too. It's almost magical how well the band members play together.
The workers behind the stage also deserve a lot of credit. I bet they worked really hard to set up the venue.
That's true. They did a great job with the lights and setting up the monitors.
I think the show is over. The band just left the stage.
Really? I'm a little disappointed. They didn't play my favorite song.
They have so many hits. It would be impossible to play them all.
Hold on a second. They're coming back for an encore.
Oh my god, you're right. I bet they are going to play my favorite song.
Well, don't just stand there. Let's cheer them on.
Vivian and Mark wave their light sticks in the air and dance.
All right, so we begin our article by reading a sentence that tells us what's happening. Vivian and Mark are at the concert. Wow, so it's the big night. It's finally here. They're rocking out to the performance. I'm sure Tokyo Robots are putting on a great show. And it seems I'm right because Vivian says...
She says, wow, the band's performance is even better than I imagined it would be.
So, good show.
Yeah. That's basically what she's saying. She's saying it's a really good show. So, what she's saying is that she imagined what the show would be like. Now, when you imagine a situation, you form an idea or a picture in your head of what something could be like, something that will happen in the future or something that you'd want to happen. Now, we often do this with things we're excited about in the future. For instance, if you're planning a vacation to France, you might imagine romantic walks along the river, sitting in a cafe, eating delicious food, and the fun pictures you'd take at the Eiffel Tower. So she imagined what this concert would be like, and it's even better than what she thought of in her head.
Wow.
Now here's another example sentence. I imagine that Russia must be really cold during the winter.
You've never been there,
but I have.
You have been there in the winter.
It was really cold.
It was really cold. Well, I've never been there, so what I know about it, this is what I think. This is sort of my best guess. This is what I think it would be like. And Mark is also loving the show. He says, I've never heard the guitarist play solos this well.
Ooh.
Wow. So he's really paying attention to the music, not just enjoying, you know, the songs and stuff. He's paying attention to how the guitarist is playing solos. A solo is basically when one instrument in a group sort of takes over the playing of the music, takes over the melody, maybe changes it a little bit. The other players will still continue to play, but it's kind of like that instrument, the guitar player, the piano player, maybe the saxophone player. It's their time to kind of shine and to sort of become the front man or become the one that everyone's paying attention to. Of course, in most groups, the singer is usually the one who everyone's paying attention to, but sometimes the singer will stop singing, take a little break, and for a few seconds or a minute or two, some other instrument, like a guitar player, a guitarist, will take over and play a solo. So great solos, I'm sure, great songs, great singing, and also great drums.
That's right. Now, Vivian, she thinks probably that the solos are really great, but she says, I'm impressed by the drummer. Now, when you're impressed by somebody or impressed with somebody, when one person impresses another, they make the other person feel great respect or admiration for them. Now, we often use this sort of word, this verb in passive voice. We say, be impressed with or be impressed by. Now, that's how it's being used in the article. Vivian was impressed by the drummer. That means she feels great respect for the drummer's abilities to play music because the drummer played so well. Now, as another example, we could say, I'm impressed that this 4-year-old girl can play the violin so well.
Very, very cool. And as Vivian points out, the drummer, who is a woman, she says she really knows how to keep the tempo. Well, I would hope so, because that's the drummer's job.
Right.
Keeping the tempo. This is the time of the music or the beats of the music. Some tempos can be slow, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. Other tempos can be really fast, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. It kind of depends how fast you'll dance, how fast you'll move your body. Slow songs usually have a slow tempo. Fast songs will have a fast tempo. For example, heavy metal songs usually have quite a fast tempo. Not a lot of slow heavy metal songs out there.
No, not really.
Not really. Not for real heavy metal. Anyways, so Mark also is noticing the singing.
That's right. So we've talked about the guitar solos, the drummers keeping the tempo. And Mark also talks about Haruki's voice. That must be the lead singer. So he says, Haruki's voice sounds wonderful too. So good singing, good playing all around. Great show.
And it comes together very, very well to make great music. As Mark points out, it's almost magical how well the band members play together. It's true. When a band plays together a lot, when they play together, you know, very well, it can be like magic. And if something is like magic, we can use this adjective, magical. Not saying there's real Harry Potter magic at work here, but it's really special. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's almost like magic because you'll have 2, 4, 5, whatever, people playing together, but it's like it's one person playing the music. That's how closely, that's how well they play together. For example, for the adjective magical, to talk about something else amazing, seeing the northern lights is a magical experience. Absolutely. We know about the science of how those amazing lights appear in the sky, but it does seem like magic when you're standing underneath.
All right. Well, you know, they've talked about all of the musicians and the singers on stage, but Vivian wants to kind of give a special shout out to someone else. She says, the workers behind the stage also deserve a lot of credit. Now, I like this because I am usually a behind-the-stage worker.
You are a worker behind the stage.
Right, and You know, the workers behind the stage, they never get a lot of
credit.
That's
true. So. I'm giving you a pat on the back.
Thanks, Vivian, stage crew. All right. So Vivian is talking about the workers behind the stage. Mm-hmm. Now, the stage is the raised part at the front of a theater or the front of a concert venue. Now, the stage is where the actors or singers will stand when they perform in front of the audience. So a sentence we might say for the word stage is there were many musicians and dancers on the stage.
Right, mm-hmm. And they do all the lights, they do all the fireworks when people fly through the air, the special screens, all that stuff is, you know, it's done by people, those backstage workers. So that's wonderful. They definitely deserve a lot of credit. When you deserve something, you've worked hard for it and you should get it, right? If you do a good job, if you work hard, if you're very helpful, you deserve someone to say thank you to you because you've done work, so you deserve that. You should get that. And in this case, you're getting credit.
That's right. So here, credit is a noun, and credit is like the approval or the praise or respect that you will get. You will give someone for something that they've done really well. So if you do a good job on a project at work and the teacher says, wow, you did really, really well on this, you're getting some credit from the teacher. All right. So here, Vivian is praising the workers behind the stage because they work really hard to make concerts happen. They think they deserve to get some good attention for this work.
Absolutely.
Now, as another example, we might say Paula deserves credit for studying so hard this year. She got A's in all her classes.
There you go. So a lot of cool stuff's happening on stage, and these two appreciate that it doesn't happen by itself. And as Vivian continues, she says, I bet they, meaning the backstage workers, I bet they worked really hard to set up the venue. Well, it's very true for concerts. Those people probably get there the night before the show and work often all through the night. And then when the star shows up later in the next day in the afternoon, everything's ready because they've set everything up already. If you set something up, it means you kind of build it, you prepare it, you get all the things that you need. If you're setting up a party at your house, you'll prepare the food, prepare the drinks, cups, plates, put up some decorations, make sure the music is all set. All of that kind of stuff is to set a party up. So setting something up or setting up something is all the work that you do before to prepare for something important. In this case, they set up the venue.
That's a venue
is just a place where a special event will happen. Okay, if your friend's having a party, what's the venue? Oh, it's a restaurant because I want to have dinner with my friends. If it's a wedding, what's the venue? Oh, it's a church or it's a hotel or it's a beach, something like that. It's just the place where things will happen.
Right. So, you know, a wedding venue could be a church or a big hall.
Hotel, ballroom.
Yeah, festival venue could be even in a large park or something.
At a beach, something like that, yeah.
All right, well, let's continue in the article. What does Mark say next?
Mark says, that's true. This is something you'd say when you agree with what the other person just said. He thinks the same. He says, that's true. I agree with you, Vivian. And he adds, they did a great job with the lights and setting up the monitors. Okay, now monitors here, well, it could be a couple of things. A monitor could be a television, but usually for a live concert, the monitors are those speakers on the stage right in front of the performer.
Right.
This allows the singers and the musicians to hear what they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not listening to it the way you are in the audience through those big speakers.
Mm-hmm.
They have these little speakers in front of them. But this is all part of setting up the venue, getting the place ready for the show and to put on a good show.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to kind of switch away from the things that they've been seeing at the concert, and we're going to kind of change our conversation a bit to what is actually happening at this moment. So Vivian here, she says, that's kind of a noise you can make when you're thinking about something. You're kind of wondering what might be happening. She says, I think the show is over. The band just left the stage.
Aww.
You know, now, I mean, if they've been playing for an hour and a half,
true.
You know, you know, like if a band leaves the stage, it might be an okay sign that the concert is over or finished or almost finished.
True. Maybe the band just doesn't know any more songs because they played them all. But Mark is a little surprised and he says, really? And then he says, I'm a little disappointed. They didn't play my favorite song. So he's not disappointed by the show. It was a great show. But there was one song by that group that he loves, his favorite song, and they didn't play it. So he didn't hear his favorite song. Everything else was good, but that would have been perfect.
Right.
That's why he's disappointed. When you're disappointed, this adjective means you're let down. You had high hopes for something. You were really hoping something was going to happen, and then it doesn't. Aw, come on. You know, so it's that feeling of being a little sad, a little blue, a little disappointed or let down. For example, I'm disappointed that the movie is sold out. I really wanted to watch it today.
Well, try again next time.
Yeah, I can come back tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mark's a little disappointed, but, you know, Vivian's trying to make him feel better. You know, they didn't play his favorite song. So Vivian says they have so many hits. By hit here, we just mean popular songs, songs that people like. It would be impossible to play them all. Now, by impossible, we mean something that's impossible, can't happen or can't be done. It's just too difficult for a popular band to play all the songs that they have written or all the songs that people would like. You'd be there for 4 or 5 or 6 hours and, you know, that's just too much. It's too much at once.
Sure, absolutely. And the musicians will get tired. But just when they think the night is over, something happens. Maybe they see some movement on the stage. Maybe the lights go down again because Mark says, hold on a second. They're coming back for an encore.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, that's the best news ever for Mark because they're going to play again. They're going to play more songs, at least a few. That's an encore. And he also told Vivian to hold on a second. It's basically like saying wait.
Right.
Maybe she was getting her bag and she was ready to leave, you know, starting to walk towards the door. And he's like, wait, wait, stop, stop. Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second. Because there's more music.
That's right. They're playing an encore. Now, an encore is a short additional performance at the end of a concert or a show of some sort. Now, after a band has left the stage, the audience might actually shout, encore, encore, like this. And this word actually comes from the French word for again.
Yeah.
So it's similar to audience members actually saying again, again, because they want the band to play some more songs or to play one more time.
So encore, not uncle.
No.
Because sometimes I think people are saying uncle. But of course, it's encore, the French word, which means again, again, or keep playing, we want to hear more music.
Right.
So it looks like the band is coming back for an encore. He told Vivian to hold on a second, and she looks back at the stage. She says, oh my God, you're right. So she agrees, yes, they are going to do an encore. And then she's very hopeful. She says, I bet they are going to play my favorite song. So she also has a favorite song that she wants to hear.
Right. Okay. Well, here's hoping that the Tokyo Robots come through with those two favorite songs. But Mark says, well, don't just stand there. Let's cheer them on. So what are they doing? They're about to cheer them on. They're going to shout the band's name. They're going to whistle. They're going to scream. And when you cheer someone on, you kind of make a lot of noise because you're excited that somebody is about to do something or somebody's doing something really well. You might do this at a sports game or at a concert or something like that.
Absolutely. You're very excited and you're taking part in the great feeling in the room. So that's what they do. Vivian and Mark wave their light sticks in the air and dance and dance and dance until their legs fall off and they get kicked out of the concert hall.
Right.
Basically, it was a great show.
I don't think they could have asked for anything better. All right, well, that is all the time we have to talk about Vivian and Mark's dream concert today. We are going to finish up very soon with today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to our For You chat question. What things can a band do to put on a great concert? Explain your answer.
Oh my goodness. Well, having put on some concerts, some of them great, some of them not so great.
Okay.
I would say, of course, the band needs to be prepared. They need to know the songs.
Yes, don't just say, I think this is how you play this.
I think this is the song, or who cares if we play the wrong song? Right. No, no, no. Know the music. Have a lot of energy on stage. You know, engage with the crowd. Don't just pretend like you're playing in front of a bunch of statues and things. And I would say the things, there are also things that the audience can do to have the band put on a great concert. And the audience can get excited and cheer and dance. It's one of those things where if one does something, the other does something more. And then the other does something more. So the more the audience reacts, the better the band plays. The better the band plays, the better time the audience has. So if you're in the band, put on a good show. And if you're in the audience, show that you're listening. Show that you're excited. Yeah. Show that the music is doing something to you. Move your bum around and wiggle.
Yeah.
That's all.
Get a good wiggle
out
of it.
Clap your hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, I agree with that. I like it when the performers on the stage, they talk with the audience.
Yep.
That always kind of makes me excited. You get to hear a little bit of their stories or their voice.
Tell a few jokes.
Yeah.
Say how happy they are to be there.
Yeah. I like to see some solos. You know, I like to kind of
jump around.
See what the musicians can actually do. Lots of things out there that can make a show or a concert really great. You guys probably have an opinion about this too. You guys can talk about it with your friends and your classmates. Find out a little bit more about why you think a concert or how you think a concert can be great. We are all out of time for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Mark and Vivian's Dream Concert. Vivian and Mark are at the concert.
Wow, the band's performance is even better than I imagined it would be.
I've never heard the guitarist play solos this well.
I'm impressed by the drummer. She really knows how to keep the tempo.
Haruki's voice sounds wonderful too. It's almost magical how well the band members play together.
The workers behind the stage also deserve a lot of credit. I bet they worked really hard to set up the venue.
That's true. They did a great job with the lights and setting up the monitors.
I think the show is over. The band just left the stage.
Really? I'm a little disappointed. They didn't play my favorite song.
They have so many hits. It would be impossible to play them all.
Hold on a second. They're coming back for an encore.
Oh my God, you're right. I bet they are going to play my favorite song.
Well, don't just stand there. Let's cheer them on.
Vivian and Mark wave their light sticks in the air and dance.
Vocabulary review.
Imagine. I can't imagine how it feels to be blind and deaf at the same time. Impress. The student impressed the teacher by finishing all of his homework without making any mistakes. Magical. Many people say that there is something magical about falling in love. Stage. There will be more than 50 singers on the stage for this performance. Credit. Veronica should get the credit for this project. It was all her idea. Disappointed. Brandon was disappointed that the music festival was cancelled because of bad weather.